We're still a few hours away from when we will know who the new national officers will be. But one of those that's got his name in the ring and very much could be a part of that final mix of six is Ridge Eubanks from Alva, Oklahoma, Alva FFA, past president of the Oklahoma FFA. Tell me about the process, Ridge. You know, when you got here, how did things go?
Well, they tell you it's a lot of hurry up and wait anytime you're talking about FFA and ag education, and this process has definitely been an extreme version of that, just in that you have about one or two rounds a day. It's going to last maybe 30 minutes to an hour, and then the rest of the time you just get to sit there and either be nervous beforehand or second-guessing yourself afterwards and thinking, man, I really wish I would have done that a little differently, and looking back. And so it's kind of a big mind game along with the performance side, and so I've been very fortunate to have some incredible people back home reaching out and just continuously supporting me, saying, Ridge, get out of your own head, just do what you can every round, and know that we're behind you 100% of the way. And so it's basically just been that for about a week now, the hurry up and wait and just get ready and do better that next round.
So you've wrapped up now. They're going to be working the puzzle, the jigsaw puzzle of finding those six people and how that fits regionally as well as personality, all those kind of things. You know, how do you feel about the whole process?
The big stress comes that first Monday night when they make the first initial cut, because you're working up to that point, and then you're either completely finished with the process or you're halfway there that Monday night. And so after that, after I heard that, it was all go, all gas, no brakes. And quite frankly, it was a lot of fun. After they made that first cut and you know that you're in that final group, it's like, okay, I know that I've got something that they might be looking for, and so let's just show them the best Ridge every single time. Right now, I mean, it could go any which way, and that's what I just have to keep reminding myself, is that the NOMCOM and National FFA is looking for a specific set of members to make up this team. I've shown them who I am and what I'm about and what Oklahoma FFA's offered me, and so we're going to see if that's a part of that big puzzle. I'm excited to find out.
Right. So, you know, if you hear your name called, what's in the back of your mind that you really want to see done? In other words, how do you want to make this a special year for you and for FFA?
I think one of the big focuses that I'm going to have is making sure that everything that we do in ag education is truly focused on the agriculture side of education. I love the leadership side of this organization, but at our core, we're an agricultural based. Helping students find out where their place falls within that, because we have a growing number of students that don't come from an agricultural background. And so how do we help them find their interest area within this big industry we call agriculture, and then allow them to grow as a leader and as a person moving forward? That's one of my big goals, first and foremost. And secondly, it's letting them know that there are greater opportunities for them. College isn't the only place that you can go to get a higher education, and just helping plug them into where their best fit is.
You know, as you think back over this experience concluded, because this has really helped shape that capstone of FFA, and could be continued if you hear your name. What do you think FFA has really meant to your life, and as you walk down the road, whenever you finally take a jacket off for the final time?
Former Secretary of Agriculture Earl Butts once stated that the future belongs to those who prepare for it. Before FFA, I really didn't know what I was preparing for, or if I was really preparing for anything at all. I was just kind of going through the motions. This organization has really given me structure and has put me in touch with individuals that have challenged me and really made me sit down and think, what does the future look like, not just for Ridge, but for the organization and, quite frankly, for the industry that we're raising these young leaders for? And so, you know, I take that jacket off and none of that changes. The only thing that changes is I have these experiences behind me. I have these connections and this incredible network of people and these skills that I've acquired, and I just am going to start applying them in a different place. And so sky's the limit as far as that goes. I'm just excited to see if maybe for another year I can really give back to this organization at a higher level.